You want to say something, Scott?
Only 5 years. Only 5 years.
Well, there is no thing.
I'm not on mute.
No, what? You're not on mute. You're in.
You're in.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about with this dot?
Bucky Fuller. It's new stuff you haven't heard of before, Scott. That's all. You just haven't heard. We've
perfect.
Done it before.
It's perfect. But you see, the high THC candidate has come to a condition of some tidbit informative information position that's beyond the scope that's been embraced heretofore so far. So he can't say,
right.
Oh, you mean like blah, 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 blah. And it would be like how close or far away it is to a Bucky Fuller construct. This is interesting because it includes all aspects except for the pea brain and the quark. Those are outside of the dot. But everything else, the past, present, future, is all contained in this present now. Scott, this is how
so
it works.
So the pea brain and the quark are outside of it, but everything else is inside of it. And so,
yeah,
and so what's in the membrane that defines the dot?
Okay, we're going to have to wait a second. So
okay. Sorry.
You're going
to, okay, Scott, you don't know it, but you make all this noise. It's not bothering Ion. Ion's bothered by its own phone noise. Ion has their own squeal that the tech body's attacking Ion all the time. So it hurts. So, but I muted you, Scott, not to be rude, but just to give Ion some silence while we wait for Ion to recover from the squeal in Jacob's ears.
Yeah. But the second he puts you on mute, the squeal goes away. That's what's interesting, though.
Mm.
But now, unmute him, and we'll take it, because he's got to engage here, because we got to clean this up, because he's on a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Okay. If we scream, Scott, it's not because of you. It's because the shrill is in the... Ah!
It's under attack! Save him, Roxy! Do some jiu-jitsu on him! Save him!
I'm going to sing.
So basically...
Yes. Sing.
It costs Bob, too much money. Now, okay, so what happens is that all the theorems that you would postulate...
God almighty, no. Oh,
Is there a nemesis that's trying to keep us from communicating about something?
Yes, that's what the tech body does.
That's what the tech body does.
Okay, so we should go ahead and communicate it, and then we'll have anything to block.
Is that better or worse?
It's much better.
That created an echo, but it was okay. I could deal with it.
No, it's just the screaming. We had to throw him. We took the T-Pod out of his ears, and we threw him across the room. Made him feel better.
He threw the worm across the room. A little Vlad the Impaler.
But,
okay, Scott, I had to stop Scott's noise. There's so much noise. Scott can't hear the noise. But there's an environmental noise from his mic.
Like fans. Sounds like his fans, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't think he has a fan on. So anyways, we need relief from your noise, Scott. So I'm going to unmute you. We'll put up with the noise for a while. Ion is back, and you lay out your questions. Here we go. Okay, Scott, go.
I'm going to mute myself and then turn off the fan. Just a second.
Yeah.
Dider Somerset, no, the fan has nothing to do with it. It's the tech body making the highest pitch horrible shrilling noise.
Yeah, that's
like
for you.
Dial-up internet.
Yeah, that's your situation. But Scott, he has successfully muted his screen, so that makes it pretty hot for a minute, right?
No, it's okay. I just had it on because I was cooking and I forgot to turn it on. So.
Okay, go.
And that's fine. So that's what that is, Cider Somerset, is that, because it makes the, like an internet, dial-up internet connection, bing, 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 wah, 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 wah. It's like that, only it's 10 times harsher and fingernails on the chalkboard, which will make your ears bleed. Now, go ahead, Scott.
That is the tech body attacking you, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
When they can.
Isn't this great? We're having actual battle, people. We mm-hmm. you know, it's like they leap in and torture him for a minute, and then they're pushed out. This is dramatic, people.
But it's
turn this into a movie. Yeah,
sleeping.
That's what I'm thinking.
So is the dot unitary, or is it? Does it have a? Is it a figure or a ground or?
It has girth. It has girth, breadth, and dimension.
Okay, but it has an outside, so it must have a membrane that defines it in some way.
Bob, if he was crude, he'd call it a nigger hole.
Can I say solid? If it had birth or depth, girth, is that a solid?
No. It would be what's contained in a black hole.
Oh, okay.
So it's a small black hole that's on the Earth's side.
It's not small. No, see, wait now. Hold on. The fall of the Qin Dynasty is because of this dot. Set it into motion, and it will cease it. No matter what anybody, it's kind of like going against Donald J. Trump. It doesn't matter what you do. It's already worked out. That's solved. Now kill them all, live them all, fuck them all, don't fuck them all. Do what you want to do. Say something. It really doesn't make any difference. Those positions are. So it's like back in the day. How long has it been, Bob, since you heard us talk about the is's and the arnesses?
3-5 years.
Well, you've been stuck in this 3-5 year loop for a long time, because it's like 3-5 years. Everything's 3-5 years. Well, Did you ride on the Titanic? How long ago since you rode on the Titanic? Oh, it was 3 to 5 years ago. Yeah, that's it. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Look, I'm saying it's before you came back. Okay?
Okay. So, now what happens is, this containment, it lays out all the inferences. It concludes. Do you remember the movie Eagle Eye, where the computer considered, not you, you don't watch anything, you don't know anything, you don't do anything, you're not involved in the conversation. Eagle Eye, where the computer had every camera and watched everybody's move and controlled everybody's credit card and could watch and could pre-designate who was going to be bad or who was going to be problem or who could be worked out or what was going to rise into some adjunct condition that was going to be problematic for the computer's safe operation. The computer protecting itself was the only thing that was important. Okay, this is like that from that standpoint that would say this is a threat, this is a problem, this is up, this is down. And it calculates every one of those postulated positions that have already been decided in the dot. So that's why you can't change history, because it already is. But in the dot, you can move it around, and all of a sudden, we don't have that. We've never been a capitalist country. We've never been a capitalist country. Oh, yeah, there were one for 30 minutes one time. But that's ridiculous. Who in the world wants to be a capitalist? The problem with capitalism is that you got to have everybody else's money in order for it to work, right? Isn't that what Margaret Thatcher was trying to say? The problem with capitalism is that sooner or later you have to have everybody else's money in order to stay well. See, that's the problem. But that's okay. That's okay, because when communism doesn't work, then you get socialism. When socialism doesn't work, Then you get a libertine gospel. And when the libertine gospel doesn't work, then you get capitalism. And when capitalism fails, that's when Bob comes in. So, hang on, boy.
The Dark Souls.
So it's like the Eye of Sauron or something?
Better. It's better. The Eye of Sauron could be blocked. This can't be blocked. The Eye of Sauron, the Eye of Sauron is, vestigial. Vestigial. It can only see as far as its gaze. You can make it where it would be blinded. You can blind us, the Eye of Sauron. You can't blind this dot. It's not looking at you. It is the part that is you.
So it's a. Are you familiar with the Dark Forest trilogy or the Three Body Problem trilogy?
Yeah. And the Bantam trilogy. Yeah. That's all normal. Yeah. Better laid out in Frontier.
The Solarians came up with technology that could see everything that people on Earth were doing and all of their thoughts and stuff like that, and could then block them from making any further technological advances or understandings science or something like that.
There is no understanding in science. All the science that's ever been done is already done. And there's been nothing new ever invented ever. You're just living this rotating zeitgeist of, oh, I know that, no, I don't. Oh, I know that, no, I don't. Oh, that's pretty. Oh, fuck Newtonian physics. That's a bunch of bullshit. Who comes up with that crap? Apple falls from the fucking tree. Well, then why can you throw an apple up in the air if it can fall from the tree? That's ridiculous. Trees grow up and apples fall down. Why can't the trees just lay down and the apples grow up? When you grow up, then you can find out about apple time and have Applejack, and then you can take your apples and make brandy and make apple brandy, which is way better than getting knocked in the head with a goddamn apple, because the apple brandy will knock the top of your head off. See how that works? It's really great. So you can bypass all that, and it doesn't. Now it's beyond it. You're coming into the new... Okay, now soft this up.
Yeah, that's it. Let's calm down. Calm down. So listen, Ion, you talked about new technology. Ion, back in 2009 and 10, you would talk to Carol and I about new technology and computers beyond every fucking computer we have, a whole other dimension. Were you talking about the dot?
No, Bob, it's new to you.
Right, I know, but were you talking about the dot?
It's included in the dot already. That's where Space Invaders came from. The video game, that was the largest technological thing that ever happened was Space Invaders in the day. That was done in the dot. It was going to be anyway. It's what made Fortnite so popular. It's what wildly made Fortnite so popular.
Well, what made it popular? The fact that it had already been invented? Like, you're not saying what made it popular.
Is it like Doug Vogt's Diehold? That it's the computer synthesized?
That's the example. But it's not synthesized. It is. You're the best in the whole wide world because you lived through Groundhog Day yesterday.
Was the dot
saying forever?
Right. Is the D cell in the dot?
Oh my God! Yes, and Joe Don Sloan's little penis is in there too, Bob.
Okay. So all that we've done, what we're going to do, you've been talking with Carolyn about lately. That's already in the dot.
Yeah. And now you're waiting. What you're waiting in abeyance is. Well, I guess it's gonna have to go this way. You're gonna have to watch Empire, the Quinn Empire, Alliance One.
I read a science fiction story when I was in high school in Playboy magazine, and it was about a dot And the idea was that we are all in a dot, in a dimensionless dot, and we all move into it, and we'll all like come together, and merge into this dot. And nothing will be unknown.
You don't merge. You don't merge. You're already in that dot. Because it's like taking, if you take time, let's say you're all in time and your timings are going to bump into each other at the same time. Now, back in the days with Big Jack, they had to go sit down in front of the TV when the news came on at 6 o'clock. Okay? Because that's when the news was on. It wasn't on all night long. It wasn't. And Love American Style, Love American Style came in on Friday night. But it didn't come on until like 10 o'clock. It was like late night. Long before Jack Parr was going to be kicked off. See, that made the first part of the late, late night, the late, late show. Then you have the late, late, late show. And then they started having TV on after midnight. Good God, who in the world would be up after midnight watching the damn television? But they had then it got later and later, and then it turned into all the time show, you see. That was even before the Mystery Science Fiction Theater.
What's your point?
Oh, that these knowings had to be lined up so they were all in the same dot watching the same news or the same Lucy show or the, whatever the show was or Falcon Crest or Knots Landing or Dallas.
Yeah, Is the dot the actual name for the Akashic Records?
There is no Akashic Records. That's where everything is. There's no record of something that's just happening now.
There's no record.
There's going to be a record.
You object to the word record.
No,
you object to the word record. So the dot is
no
not
record.
A record.
No, not a record.
What is it?
It's past, present, future, now.
How many dimensions are does this dot have? Degrees of freedom,
all of them.
Dimensions. How many is all of them?
More than you can count.
Ion, is the dot an intersection?
No, it doesn't intersect, nor does it orb, nor does it orb.
It's not a gap either.
Well, what good is
no
it?
No resident
then?
Interval. It contains everything. It contains everything that already is. Now you're running around. You're running around inside the dot as hard as you can. You hit the wall of the dot and you go splat. And you go, damn, I hit the wall. That's no fun. Then you turn around and says, oh, okay, I got it now. So you turn around the other way and you run just as hard as you can the other way till you hit the other side of the dot and you go splat. And you go, oh, God damn, I don't know how I did that. That's fucked up. I'm going to try it one more time. I'm going to turn a little. I'm going to turn 3 degrees north, northwest. You run as hard as I can. You hit the other side of that and you go splat. You go, well, I've got this all wrong. I gotta start charting this. I gotta start charting this dot so I can figure this out. And you're constantly running around, hitting yourself in the head, running into things that you don't know. Then you come out and then you take up whiskey. And you say, every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens, I'm gonna find meth. That's gonna be my stuff. I'll solve this shit. I'm going to fentanyl. That's what I'll feel better than. I'll get me some good rest. I'll lay them down. I'll give me some good rest.
So can you align things up with the Eastern Gate so you don't keep running into the wall?
Well, if you're able to see the largeness, you won't bet on the Queen Dynasty that's going to fall.
You just said it would.
Gives you psychicness. Would not. You wouldn't bet on it because you know it's going to fall. You wouldn't bank on it.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't put your dollar on black if you know it's going to be red.
So Spengler is putting his money on the Queen Dynasty. You know, not Oswald Spengler, but the Spengler that David Goldstein retains.
We know, and it's going to go badly. Okay, what
is
Ira want?
What's going to go bad? What's going to go bad?
Queen Dynasty. The Queen Dynasty.
Yeah.
So ion is the data container? Some sort of containment?
Well, it would be the other way around.
It's what the container is in, too.
The ion, you said the gas dissolved with the electricity and all these people from dead people are now here. So is this gas now merging with this reality or this world?
No,
or
no,
I don't know what.
No, it's not. No, listen now. It's just catching up. It's just catching up. The computerization of the world is allowing every transaction to be magnified and replicated. You have technology just now to mark every pattern, you see, so that the computer can look at somebody and say, oh, you're a mass murderer. We've seen it. We've seen this 1,000 times. We know how this goes. Okay, we're going to do this to you so you can live a happy life, but you won't have propensity to gnaw the heads of little babies off, even though LaRouche would have us eat the babies. Okay? It would know, it would calculate. Do you know, stop. Do you know what primitive Baptists are? The religion?
No.
They're faithless. No. They have a religion where they say what is to be will be. So, if at the foundations of the earth it was predestined that you're going to be a drunk, then you'll be a drunk, and they don't judge you for that. They say, well, he's a drunk. You know, I mean, that's just what it is. He's a drunk. He takes the strong drink. Okay. You know, he loses capacity.
Okay.
So, they give room for that. So, in what they say, in the foundations of the earth, of the world, that's when this was all known. The only reason you have a dot is because little men created time. So now you have to have a place to contain it. That's timing. We said all along that there is timing. We just said there is no time. So this is the spot where timing congeals. So you don't have to worry about how much water you put in the jello if you have enough gelatinous force to seize it. The seizing of this capacity is what allows airplanes not only to take off, but to also land. But now you find out in the dark, sometimes airplanes can disappear into a whole other realm, never to be heard or seen from again. It's where the essence of all these movies come from, that this may, we're not done, to make all the essence of all these movies where they come up with this ridiculous stuff, where beam me up, Scotty, and the next thing you know, they invent a cell phone. And then and we're giving her all she's got, and then the next thing you know, you those dilithium crystals that they fuel the good ship lollipop with are real. You mean there really is dilithium crystal? Whether there is or whether there's not, they'll take that thing and make it be named as something that is. You see? That's where you have to note and mark the point. So when you know who you are, then you have more control and power over your dominion, over your reign. You don't have to run. You can stand. But until you come into that place of power, you better pay attention. When we say move, you better move, or the dragons will come and eat you. Until you see
what
happens.
So I was going to ask you that.
Frank the First was building a lot of castles and the temples.
Frank the First.
Building a lot of temples as markers or as placeholders.
He was tired of his
They were moving around all the time.
No, they weren't moving around all the time. They were trying to not. When they hit their head, they were. They were running to another place. Those markers, those ley lines, become the gauge so that they don't continually go around dogmatically doing the same thing, trying to prove for a different effect.
But like just showing the movie, the Beauty and the Beast, he shows technology of this time. And there is another movie it was done in Chambord, and they show a team that has a collection of toys of the future.
We're not listening anymore. Don't say any more words. When it's screaming, we can't hear a word you say, and you don't stop anyway, so it doesn't make any fruitful difference whether you're speaking or not. Hold on a sec.
Because there is a noise there, so I'm not sure I can be heard.
I know. You can be, but you got to listen. When we start screaming, that means we're not hearing anything for this right now. And so, happy days. What's going to happen is that we'll just tell you rather than you babbling on for another 45 minutes for no good reason. The point of these castles and these markers and these places, they're in stone. They're supposed to be lasting. Some of them still last. They're still around. They haven't fallen to decay or been burned or, well, Windsor Castle did, but she had enough money to build it back, so not too big a deal, we say. The point now becomes these markers are that they're places to note. That's how you would gauge. Edinburgh has a wall. Imagine that. Those walls sometimes help give you balance of where you're supposed to go and not go. Those are called gates.
Oh.
Gates are how you navigate. Now, that doesn't have to be in a temporal, physical, old world. That's why Scott went to go get the pistol to shoot his stuff in the face, because one more time he's going to have to talk about them goddamn castles. He's about sick of the whole shit. So if he don't kill himself, we're going to talk to him about the rest of the stuff that's important and appropriate. But the perception is that these castle gates, hills, mole hills, mountains, creeks, rivers, streams, roads, marquees, now you got GPS. The GPS is taking over all these aspects. So you don't need those things to be able to navigate your way inside the dot. Some people never leave this world. Some people never stay in this. Some people never leave their town. There are people who are born in a place and never go 20 miles outside of their town the rest of their whole life. And that's their whole world. Okay, they limited it. Sometimes people travel all the time. They don't have a limitation, you see. So all those pluses, minuses, overs, unders, everything a rabbit can do to a stump is contained within this dot space phenomenon, which is how there's going to be a time when time is no more. Because now the tech body computers, now the tech body computers can navigate every time. Every single time. So it makes a singularity. Now, Scott, that's what you're talking about with how you apply the singularity into this new present condition. Or how everybody can sit on, how everybody can sit at home on their, how everybody can sit at home on their ass, nobody working, everybody cooking 24 hours a day, and nobody, and everybody getting fat, and nobody's starving to death. Don't make no sense. Well, Bob said just keep typing. So they said, oh, okay, we'll just keep typing. God damn, there they go. Here it is. It's astounding. We don't know. We don't need We don't need academia. What's academia? Academia is ridiculous. Why you got academia? Let's go back to the feudal system. Uh-oh. That's where we're going anyway, back to the feudal system, because now you have lords and ladies. You have dukes and earls, the Duke of Earl. Duke of Earl. Then you have all those kind of things. Plus, then you add in all the witches and the warlocks and the vampires and the watchers and the lurkers and the immortals and all the dead people. I mean, you've got a goddamn orgy right there. You got an orgy right there. So it's good to, you know, burn it down. Now what happens is you've got to be able to calculate your dot. How large, how small, how much you know. Everything is known in the dot. But you get to decide the things that you know. Does that make sense? You know that you know, that's what you know. But you get to consider what's in your dot. Now, everything is in your dot, whether you acknowledge it or not. Just because you don't acknowledge something doesn't mean it doesn't be. Right?
The Freemasons were aware of this point.
Iron wants to talk to Scott.
What's the difference between a dimension and a degree of freedom?
nesting, not one thing.
So when you say that the degrees of freedom in the dot are enormous, then
yeah.
We're not talking about universal degrees of freedom. We're talking about relative degrees
of
freedom.
They're bigger. It's way bigger than that. How many worlds are in a realm?
The world volume.
I don't know.
There's no limit. Because look here.
Is there anything outside the dot?
Nothing is outside the dot. Nothing.
Well, how can you get any outside anything if there's no limit to the degrees of freedom? I don't understand. That'd be super slippery, wouldn't it?
It's as slick as owl shit.
What shit?
Owl shit. Yeah.
Oh, slippery as owl shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's owl shit is pretty.
It is.
They're pretty loose.
Viscous. Viscous. Now here's the point. Here's the point. Now, that's why things break away. That's why 30 minutes we're gonna win, and then 20 minutes we're gonna lose. And now we're rich, man. Rich, rich, rich. Oh, we're rich. Oh, we got all the money in the world. We're poor as a church. We're sad as a whore, nervous as a whore in church. Man, well, we didn't borrow no money. Now we've lost everything. We owe more than we ever knew we could ever have. Okay? We got all the paintings. We got all the Renoirs. And then they burned their back, burned the goddamn house down. They ain't got none of them. You got them all, and they're an ass bit. See, it's up and down. Oh, I've got a lover, My lover died. I killed my lover. I choked out my lover. I took a belt and put it around her throat and I pulsed. I loved her so good, she quit breathing. Ooh, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I got a necrophilia. I went from a pedophilia to a necrophilia and then back into a Sagittarius all in one afternoon. It is slippery. It goes up and down, back and forth, over, under. Love you, hate you, like you good, don't like you at all. Who the fuck are you? Get away from me, don't you ever say my name again. I will kill you, motherfucker, if you step in front of my face one more time. And then you take a 45 and make their day. Then you go back and say, damn, I missed him. He was my best friend in the whole wide world. I wish I hadn't shot him in the face. I really miss him. You know, I like he used to kick me in the head nicer than anybody that's ever kicked me in the head. So. It is. So that's why it's slippery. And things, they'll turn on you. They'll appreciate you and love you and put you on the high. Garrison Keillor is a standing bastion of why the dot is very viscously slippery from owl defecation. You know why? He went from a Prairie Home Companion, the longest running goddamn radio show in the history of the world, almost as long as CKLN. That ain't ridiculous little goober fetch story of Lake Wolf, Egon, and ridiculous little powder milk biscuits. Oh, powder milk biscuits, the best in the land, cause they come where you can't stand, and each little cupcake, everywhere you go, don't know where you went to, but sure you're gonna know. Then you can come back to this thing, the simplest, easiest thing in the whole wide world, and then come to find out, he's a goddamn pyromania, panty patter. He's a pyromania panty patter. He takes his panties off and burns her panties. He's a panty burner. Not a panty burner. Oh my god. He's on the radio, panty burning all day long. Who knew he was a panty? He quietly walked away, depraved. He'd already retired. He was so old he couldn't even burn the panties no more. And he lost everything in one fell swoop. And you gotta go and you look up innocent in the dictionary, there's Garrison Keillor. He never done nothing. He couldn't even offend NPR. And they're the easiest thing in the world. You can just show up and offend NPR. He never said nigger, not one time. He ever seen this him do it. He just did that up there. They didn't do it. It was too cold. They didn't say that. They didn't say it up there. It was too cold. They didn't do anything outside the bounds of what normalcy was. And yet, in one fell swoop. Oh, hell no. Oh, hey, you get the fuck out of here. I'm here. You ain't nothing here. His life was all but ruined. That's the slipperiness that you're describing. It's feast and famine. Rich man, poor man. Rich man, poor man.
It's Wuthering
Heights. Oh,
there's almost no difference between being completely bound and completely free. Because you don't have any control over anything if you're completely free.
Now listen, that's what the primitive Baptist adopted. And so did William Shakespeare. That's why Shakespeare. Have you ever heard of Shakespeare?
I have, yeah.
Okay, well, he got pretty popular on that very construct.
Yeah, he was a fatalist, I know.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, is it's like, he's like, go with it. Can't go wrong, you can't change it, so go with it. Hell, ride that bitch till it bleeds. That's all you can do.
Well, you said the dot was like that. You said the dot was like that.
It is. It is. But we're not suggesting you be a famous. We're suggesting you come into your power and you can make the dot do what you want to do. As
I am, do you engage?
Well, then there must be degrees of freedom outside the dot.
If there are. Yeah. When you get to be God, you'll be able to tell us.
Okay.
Do you engage the dot through the quark and pea brain?
They juxtapose inside. You can use the quark and the pea brain to move to the other side of the dot and not have to run and go splat. You don't have to go splat. You can just pop. Do you remember Elizabeth Montgomery and Bewitched? She could just wiggle her nose in some kind of way, and all of a sudden she was at Sabrina's house, or wiggle her nose, and she was at Miss Stevens' house, you know, she was just there, just like that. It's like that.
Okay.
It's what moves the North Star. It's what moves the North Star. Here at the wall is outside of, it's the line surrounding the dot.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dot the ionosphere?
It contains the ionosphere.
Is the dot in our cells?
Your cells are contained in the dot.
So the dot would be tactility. In other words, it has all these dimensions, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. It's what the World Wide Web is based on.
Mm.
Right, this nothingness.
No, No. Every single website, every URL is .com, .ca, right. .sa, is a dot at every level. It's acknowledging the dot. See, the tech probably knows how this works. Y'all just so goddamn smart, you're stupid. You can't see nothing. We tell you something, you argue, don't know, and then try to figure out what Bucky Fuller thought about it. We go, okay, when you figure that out, let us know. Or you have to go deconstruct Versailles to see what they meant when they were trying to build the building on something, to see what was under the damn building, you know, to see if it was really all that chips and yeah. And you have your own monitor thing.
They had
the great state of Roxy. We had a vote from the great state of Roxy. From the great state of Roxy.
The United States of
Roxy. But it's really fascinating because I see that the Masons were not only like builders. They really knew about the dot and about the markers.
What makes you assume that? You have to ask Ion if any fucking Freemasons knew about the dot. You don't make statements. You ask Ion.
Yes, because
I'll ask him. Did any Freemasons know about the dot, Ion?
No, but the Knights Templars did.
All right, there you have it. Don't bring up the Freemasons again. They flunked.
Yes, but there is this symbol of the circle with the dot inside.
Every fucking sentence has a fucking dot. It doesn't mean the person who wrote the sentence knows what the dot is.
Yeah.
Not everybody knew, but they have that symbol.
There's a symbol in higher mathematics that what's his name Weinstein is using that he calls the ship in a bottle function.
So you ask Ion. Does Weinstein know what the fucking talk about the dot, Ion? No, he doesn't know about the fucking dot.
For example, the people who do the Chinese wall.
That's how important they are, though, Bob. It's fun about that.
What? Not about what?
We adore having them telling us how important they are. We like that part.
No, it's not about that. That's why I never want to be here. Like, I don't really care about that. But
you don't care about what?
About being important or not, whatever. But
you're not interested in importance, and you're talking about important people that you're making important.
My point wasn't that he was important or that he might know about the dot.
Right. You're asking a question from a. You're bringing a topic to see if it applies from a conjunctive knowing. Conjunctive knowing is something that's connected to something else. And that's fine, because if it connects, it does. Many things do. Hollandaise connects with Eggs Benedict, connects with eggs and English muffins because of the crooks and nannies in the English muffin. Okay, but you got to have the creator, each creator, which is not the same thing, have to connect for that to come together. And then you find out that good hollandaise sauce is made with eggs itself. My God, it's like we're taking you babies and grinding them up to make baby sauce. We're making baby sauce out of babies. You can't do that. That's ridiculous. But that's what eggs with hollandaise is, you say. With butter. Then you're on a poached egg. You had to boil the egg. Oh, my God, we had to boil the babies. Oh, no. We had to kill a pig to get the ham. Amazing. And that's just in the simple thing of Eggs Benedict. Now, some would say good Eggs Benedict is never simple. It is an Epicurean delight where it hits the back of the palate and explodes in delicious repose. But
I used to work in the kitchen at the Ritz-Carlton, and they made Eggs Benedict for people in the morning all the time.
So what? What's that mean? We are hearing the most authoritative voice about every fucking topic and every other great authoritative voice that ever happened. Right now, we're hearing new stuff that no human ever heard before.
All right, but I'm just relating it to me. I'm just saying, yeah, I know about Eggs Benedict a little bit.
We chose Eggs Benedict because you absolutely know how a broken hollandaise sauce looks, acts, feels, bees, and does. And the only thing you can do with it is toss it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ion, you use Star Trek as a reference. And you said
Gene Roddenberry. We have to say Gene Roddenberry's now because there's 17 new Star Treks that come along.
Yes, and cartoons and everything, animation. Okay, so you said you used the reference "Beam Me Up, Scotty," and then we had the cell phone. So there was Gene Roddenberry created the show in the TV body, chip body. And we all watch it, and then somebody came along and created the cell phone from the Gene Roddenberry's idea or creative idea in the first place?
Well, not just him. That was actually done like 4,000 years ago. They got parchments with Chinese where they're holding their hand up. One's on one island and the other's on the other island talking to each other 4,000 or so years before that. So maybe Gene Roddenberry saw that and said, oh, let's do it like this, and hit the little communicator thing. Did it. did it.
Okay,
now
so
at your computer, when it gives you a notice, now it goes, did it. It's like that.
Okay. All right, so there's timing, but there's no time in the dot.
Yeah, there's no ass in Asperger's.
No ass in Asperger's. So everything comes, congeals in the dot.
Well, now, you say that, and we'd say yes, but not necessarily. It's not just because you say it. It is that way, but it's not just because. Now, if you're trying to adopt something, okay, that's fine, you know, great, but that's not the point.
Well, but that's, I'm hearing that that's a desire, that's something we want. We want everything to congeal in the dot the
well,
way we want it to.
No. See, to want it, that's acknowledging you don't have it.
Yep.
No. You want to come into your power. When you come into your power, then what's going to happen is you're going to know, and then you're going to be able to control it. You'll see it come. Remember when we used to talk about the Johnny Cash train? I can hear the train coming. And how if
right
you lay your
that.
Ear down on the rail, if you lay your ear on the rail, you can hear a good 5 miles before the train gets there. If there's a train on the track and it's moving, those vibrations, those frequencies are ever invasive. And so, due to the invasiveness of this reality, eyes wide shut should be able to still see as clearly as blinded eyes that lie. Right?
So is that what Christ was talking about when he said, see with your eyes and hear with your ears?
Well, and that's, yeah, you want to see with your ears and hear with your eyes.
Oh.
And that's the use of the pea brain.
That's what McLuhan said. If McLuhan ever said anything, we've about decided that, that Bob's little bastard and everything ever said nothing. He was diddling Marge, and that's where everything good came, and he didn't say nothing. He was just a shill. He was just a little charlatan on somebody else's payroll.
Well, I thought that that phrase in Matthew was referring to the anti-McLuhan message, that he was saying that
maybe.
You're stuck.
Okay,
you're
maybe.
Stuck,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll yield. I mean, it's okay. It's included. Both positions are included in the dot. Okay.
Hey, Ion, who was the shill?
Man. Who was the shill? Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah, about, 2 minutes ago. And then Scott saying there's some guy who disagreed with McLuhan?
That's Matthew. The bastard Matthew.
Jesus, as quoted in Matthew 13 or 14, I can't remember. Yeah.
Right after the Sermon on the Mount.
Well, you know, your computer was floating over Moses in the wilderness for 40 years or whatever it was.
No,
right,
it wasn't your computer, Bob. No, it wasn't a computer. It was a tablet, Bob. They had
the
stone
tablet.
Tablets, and now they have an iPod, a Peapod tablet.
Yeah, is the Peapod tablet, is that the cloud or whatever the hell you say, the light in the cloud, the fire in the cloud above Moses?
No. That's the cloud of glory. It's moving. You come and you'll know it in just a minute. Don't worry.
Yeah, and what's the other name?
It was a cloud of glory by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Yeah, were they an iPad? Either of them?
No, but you can find it with your iPad now. You can find it with your iPad now.
Well, what were they? Literally just a cloud and a pillar of fire? That's what they were?
They were chicken and dumplings.
So you'd see a volume, like a column on its side floating above you.
Okay, we don't care. That's good. Whatever imagery you want to attach to it. What would Thompson say? How would Thompson describe it, Bob? What did Thompson think about this relegated preparation? This relegated preparation.
Yeah, he had an image.
You've read Thompson. Tell us what Thompson. Let's everybody go to the Thompson.
I don't know what you call the image, but he had an image on his
book. Relief.
He had an image.
A nice little relief. What's the image?
I can't remember. I have to go out now. Among the dead fucking souls out there, the corpses.
You better get. If you don't hurry up and get that dehydrator, you're gonna run out of lime. Them things are gonna go to stinking. It's hot over there.
Yeah. As if I cared.
Your prison.
Stay in my corner.
Your prison needs.
As long as I stay in my corner, I'm okay.
Your prison needs more air conditioning, Bob. If y'all can get indicted, maybe y'all can get silent. Maybe y'all can get sentenced. Maybe y'all can get sentenced to the island, too.
How did the people that built the Chinese wall use the dot? Because, I mean, to build that thing, it will take forever.
It did take forever, and it's going to stand forever until it's broken, breached. The Great Wall of China was to separate two dynasties, two markers. And it was not about the rule and reign of those dynasties. It was because power was edging and seeping past it. If you take from space and look at the Great Wall of China, you'll see it runs on a specific line. Find out exactly where that line runs, and it will be euphoric when you start figuring out who the hell you are and where the hell, and when the hell you are. When the hell you are.
Oh.
Otherwise, you'll just be
a
stogie.
But how does the world connect to the mountain and to the point?
The dragon. Hey, by God, Bob, we couldn't get them to shut up. By God, they ain't saying nothing now, are they?
They done
got the whiskey bottles out now. You'd be like, what is it when Renee, she'd be talking to us and she'd be arguing and rolling in that.
Then the ball.
Glug, 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 glug. And it's like, well, okay, that's it for Renee.
Yeah, she had, Ion, you would never say this, but I'll say it. Renee had too much to think.
And she thunk often.
Yeah.
She thunk often.
And she's another person who didn't show up, missed the final classes.
Well, there's the news.
What's the situation with a move to Arkansas? I just saw a movie called Arkansas that was, it didn't paint the most idyllic picture of Arkansas.
Are you fucking nuts? You live in goddamn Oregon. You live in Oregon and you're talking about any place in the world is worse than where you are right now? You've got to be kidding.
It's not bad here. I mean, it's a relatively conservative area of Oregon, as long as I don't travel to Salem or Portland and stuff like that.
As long as I don't go out of my doorway, my neighbors accuse me of smoking dope. As long as I don't step out on the porch, I'm good. You start to sound like Bob.
it's actually pretty nice here. It's a nice little town, but it's not typical of Oregon. So,
right. You've made a haven to hold you until the storm passes, but you need to hurry and get your stuff together before they shut it down. The country of Oregon
Yeah, well, I have a friend that lives in Arkansas that I might be able to go go stay with, but he lives in western Arkansas rather than eastern, so it's still pretty far from Forestville. So I gotta figure out some way to intersect with some cash flow.
Okay. Why don't you pick up Madeline and y'all both come down? She's got a sister down there, and y'all can fool your worlds and do okay. We'll get you a little dog and a little and dress them up real good. We'll get a sign on the interstate on your way down. Say I give head for bread, and you won't have no cash flow problem. The money will just come rolling in. It'll be great.
Yeah, that sounds like Arkansas. That sounds like the movie anyway.
No, really, they'll pay for blowjobs. They don't mind. They don't like to pay for sex, but they'll pay for good head.
Yeah, there was a scene in the movie where what's his name? John Malkovich is in it, and he plays a national parks they're not called Mounties here. It's but you know what I mean. The police officer in a national park. But he was a criminal. He was a drug pusher.
It's a ranger. It was the forest ranger.
Yeah, he was a forest ranger, but he was a criminal, and he hired these guys, and they
everybody is sooner or later.
Yeah, well, that was sort of the theme. But then this guy follows his men back to his place and tortures them, trying to find out where the money is, and then eventually that he convinced them that it's up in the attic, and then there's a fight in the attic, and they shoot one another, and they're laying there embracing each other, you know, looking up at the sky, and they're both like dying, and the one guy says, well, we're not dead yet, and the ranger says, yeah, that's good. You know, we're both still alive. So anyway, they die, and the guys who they had hired come back and find them dead and stuff like that. And they're like searching around in the attic, and they find this suitcase, and it's got bones in it. And I was thinking like that's like an image of the bones of Joseph. So this is like a biblical story about drug pushers in Arkansas, and it's got all the it's. I mean, it was really a very profound, very interesting story, but well written and so forth. And one of the guys who was the stars who are the stars in it is a guy named Duke, who was actually the guy who wrote the movie. And then they figured out how to have Amazon
like
produce it.
We like Duke Ellington. We like Duke Ellington. He was good.
Yeah, he's a little it's a different generation, but then time doesn't exist, so.
He's in the dot, the great big tiny dot. Bob, that's what you can call the next year when you finish your chart. You got the big note, you got the tiny note, and you can have the big dot.
Okay, thank you. You're all welcome.
That's another thing. All or nothing at all.
We can negotiate the dot through the pea brain or using the pea brain, but what role is the quark?
If you can, nothing. Quarks are independent, but you can guide them, but you can't control them. You can find yourself insane in the pea brain, that's fine, but the quarks will fuck you up if you don't know who you are. If you don't know how to navigate it, you know, if they called and said, okay, check in tomorrow, you gotta check into Dobbstown, FEMA cramp, you say, oh, okay, I know where that is, and I'll go. You're going, you got ridiculous thoughts. You can't go to FEMA. Oh, yeah, I got to go. Bob knew. Bob said we had to go. So you wouldn't even be surprised by that. You just check in and get the best room and get the best food and get the best everything. And you know how to make hollandaise sauce. So, goddamn, what more could you really? You won't die if you can make hollandaise sauce. You can survive then. And then you move
another
on.
Another hour.
Everybody. Everybody look. When? You want another hour?
It's only 1 o'clock.
Stop? You want us to quit? You want us to quit?
No, we only got it. We got another hour.
Oh, well, we'll do what you say.
I survived the quarantine eating Hollandaise sauce and sparkles. How do you call that?
Fireworks?
Sparkers.
Name.
Spiders.
Name.
Roxy, don't.
Spargel.
Spiders.
Spiders. Spargel is Hollandaise.
Don't eat spiders. He said spiders. Asparagus.
He meant asparagus.
Asparagus, yeah, asparagus.
Okay.
Is a fermion? Is a fermion asparagus?
Ara, you could feed your hogs asparagus if you had some.
Exactly. If I had some.
Their pee would smell, though.
The pee, it is, like it is quite a, it's a drenching. It's a drenching. It wicks the wicked, and it will get the poisons out of you. It's good for you. And that broccatini is good too. Good. It's